This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Mike Lamp. CDOT is allowing for two-way traffic on I-70 through Glenwood Canyon. That announcement came Thursday afternoon. East and westbound traffic is moving in adjacent lanes with a yellow line between them, spokeswoman Amy Ford.
Those folks who will be traveling, though, in that corridor will be escorted by a pace car to help ensure that we keep the travel speed at an appropriate speed to ensure, really, people's safety.
She says the two lanes will be open around the clock, but there could be intermittent closing of I-70 for repairs and work to remove loose rock from the canyon walls. She says CDOT hopes to have all four lanes through Glenwood Canyon open in about a month. The latest phase of work is underway to repair the Arkansas River levee that protects downtown Pueblo from flooding. Shauna Lewis reports.
Contractors are removing the top 12 feet of the aging structure. They'll continue on to the end of the levee, which is about 3 miles long. Rick Kidd of the Pueblo Conservancy District, which oversees the levee, says work is going well so far because of the mild winter weather.
We could have bad weather in March to really slow things down. So they've had some really good weather, and they're doing what they can to take advantage of it.
Kidd anticipates the work on the main part of the levee will be done in April. The reconstruction and extension of the Wild Horse Creek section should be finished in May. The repairs will eventually destroy the world's largest outdoor mural that's painted on the original levee. For CPR News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Pueblo has highs in the 60s today, upper 50s around Denver, with sunshine across Colorado to start the weekend. This is CPR News.